Corey back in. Craig Conway's back with his boots on, but he's not joining in with the group yet. He's, you know, potentially a week, 2 weeks maximum away from returning. Ben Gladwin's a little bit behind that, I think, another week or so probably in the treatment room, and then back on the grass for another week or so after that. But you know, generally the same.
Options, would you say, slightly limited then in that regard?
It's all right. The 23s have got a game today, and so I've, you know, I've just done the squad. We've got 19 players on that squad, so we're okay. We take an extra one. One unfortunately doesn't get stripped, but as I said, the 23s impact that a little bit because of the likes of Wharton's going to continue playing for them. He needs some game time. Travis, who's done really well recently, Nuttall's obviously with us now, so you know it's. We'll filter them up, and if we did have injuries, I think those young players, I do sit here very confident that they can just come into our squad and without weakening it too much.
You say one of them won't get stripped at Oxford, but yeah, in regard of the experience of travelling and being part of it, it's got to be invaluable, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's always the balance, I think, coming with the first team, being around the group, being in the dressing room pre-game, what level of intensity you've got to get to play, and just an experience for young players. We have to balance that, of course, but when they've got a games programme that they need to play, it's important that young players play football matches as well. I felt, you know, Tomlinson was a classic case of that last year when I arrived. He sort of fell between the cracks a little bit. I've always been with the squad, on the bench, not getting on, missing a 23s game, didn't do any real training or play a game in any week, and then week after week after week it was the same formula. And you know, 6 weeks down the line he's hardly trained and he's never played a game, and thus your fitness levels sort of drop away, and then when you ask them to play they can't get to the level they need to be at, and you've just got to manage them situations, I think, of like almost rotating young players into the squad and out of the squad, making sure they play games as well.
It can have the adverse effect, can't it? The exact opposite of what you want them to have.
Yeah. And then when their opportunity to go on the grass at first team level comes, they probably haven't played a game for 4 weeks, and they've only been doing bits of match preparation training rather than training hard, and they're off their maximum peak, and you're judging them every time they're on the pitch, and that can have a negative effect, of course. So it's a good situation to have that. I feel as if we've got, you know, 3, 4, 5 young players that I feel could come into our group and not weaken it too much, as I say, and be good experience for them, and hopefully you know, we can filter some of them in as the season unfolds, and it doesn't affect the results of the team.
You're not the sort of manager who gets carried away with a win at the weekend, Tony, but do you sense that your players now are far more used to the demands and what is expected of them in this division now that we're in mid-November? Do you think the penny has dropped in some respects from right at the start of the season, that the lads really now know what they're going to get every week?
They know, because I've drilled it into them, that there's no easy games. You have to make sure that your adrenaline levels, your anticipation of the next challenge is really intense, because every team, as I've said to you, every team is fit, every team is organised, every team has a game plan these days. Nobody rolls over because Blackburn Rovers come to town and just let you beat them. We have to have a real intensity about the way we go, and yet if we take the first two games of the season off the scorecard, really, it's okay. You know, what I'm trying to think is that 2 defeats in 14, and to be fair, when you look at, you know, a loss to Wimbledon and a loss to Oldham, I think it is, if you take the two first games out, it's you know, we've got to kick ourselves, really, to think that we lost those games. But you know, that's great credit to think, when you look at the league table at the moment, that we have been away to Wigan and we have been away to Bradford. We have been away to Shrewsbury, to Scunthorpe. Is that the top four? I'm not sure. Have been away from home. And as long as we can keep growing and believing and have confidence, when those games come at home, we have to make sure we capitalise and take the 3 points if we can. And we give ourselves a chance. That's what I'm saying. As opposed to having to sit here and think, God, we've still got to go to Shrewsbury and we've got to go to Bradford and we've got Wigan away coming up, and it's good that we've got them out of the way, and to just keep working hard, stick together, keep focusing and try and pick up points as we go.